105 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to Presho, South Dakota, where tonight we bring you coverage of the semifinal round of the Class 9A High School Football Playoffs on KPLO. Big-time matchup tonight, the Gregory Gorillas taking on the Lyman Raiders. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Tonight's coverage of regional high school football, the matchup between Gregory and Lyman, also brought to you by CarSwap Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, Access Health of Presho and Kennebec, Byrie Brothers, Bowie Foods, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Kennebec Telephone, BJ's Food Center, Rumen Ag, Halverson Oil, the Dakota Prairie Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates, and by Swenson Cowan Dental Office and the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school football, and it should be a monumental battle of epic proportions here tonight as these two teams play for a state championship. Lyman 9-1, Gregory 9-1, the Gorillas with victories over Iroquois Lake Preston and Woolsey Wessington, both in convincing fashion, earn their spots here to this semifinal matchup. Lyman 9-1 on the season, as we said, victories again convincingly over Oldham, Ramona, Rutland, and Castlewood in the first two rounds of the playoffs. It should be a fun matchup here tonight in front of a near capacity crowd in Presho. We will work with 40 degree temperatures, probably one of our coolest nights of the high school football season, but very little wind, so the playbooks will be wide open for both of these teams tonight. This is the pregame show brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Lots to talk about on our pregame show from Potsdam State Farm Insurance. We will talk about the other playoff games going on. Already, Harry and Selby doing work in the 9B playoffs. We'll talk about that. We'll go through all the games tonight as still peer, as far as area teams are concerned, still in the playoff hunt along with Lyman. We'll talk about all of that and much, much more as we're about 15 minutes away from the kickoff. And our pregame continues after we take a three-minute break. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
One place you go. The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, November 7th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Ravens head to New Orleans to take on the Saints at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Welcome back to Press Show as we get ready for this semifinal matchup between the Lyman Raiders and the Gregory Gorillas. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Harding County Bison and Warner. That matchup is a 7 o'clock kickoff in Warner. That is the other side of the 9A bracket. In 9B already in Harriet. Harriet Selby, as they just finished up the first quarter, Harriet Selby with a 32-8 lead over Irene Wakanda, Hitchcock Tulare, and DeSmet. The other matchup in the 9B bracket set to kick off at 7 o'clock. In 9AA, they are just getting underway in Wall, and it is Wall and Hamblin. They are scoreless. Wall with the football as they are about halfway through the opening quarter right now. Elkton Lake, Benton, and Parkston are the other two teams playing in the semifinals in 9AA. In 11B, both games are underway. Elk Point Jefferson leading Hot Springs 28-0. They are in the second quarter. They are in the second quarter as well in Winter. The Winter Warriors leading McCook Central Montrose. That is a 20-0 score. In 11A, 7 o'clock kickoffs at West Central and Del Rapids. West Central hosting Beersford tonight. Del Rapids hosting Sioux Falls Christian. In 11AA, T area hosting Aberdeen Central, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Pier and Yankton will renew acquaintances for the second time this season. And the other side of the 9AA bracket, a 7 o'clock kickoff at Phil Troutner Stadium in Hollister Field. Brian Oakland has the call of that one available on River 92.7 tonight, also available at drgnews.com. In 11AAA, they are in the second quarter at Howard Wood Field. Sioux Falls Jefferson leading Sioux Falls Lincoln 14-6. O'Gorman leading Harrisburg, O'Gorman and Harrisburg, pardon me, at McEnany Field are tied at 7 as they near the halftime break there in Sioux Falls. And, of course, we'll try to update games. We should mention the All Nations championship games being played at the Dakota Dome. And area teams are involved there as well. Todd County playing Red Cloud in the Class A portion of the All Nations Championship. Then there's about 7 minutes remaining in that ball game. 64-26, Todd County leading Red Cloud. The All Nations Class B Championship game will be played later on, and that will feature Lower Brule taking on Tio Spazina. We'd like to congratulate Jones County and Kadoka, a couple of the area teams in high school volleyball, Harriet Selby and Falkton as well, that earned their spots in the SODAC 16 and the Class B side. Miller and Class A will play a SODAC 16 matchup Tuesday. We will be in Chamberlain as we will bring you the matchup between Kadoka and Burke. That'll be a 5:30 opening serve from the Chamberlain Armory. Will be on the air with a pregame at around 5:10. That will be followed by Jones County versus Freeman, scheduled to get underway at around 7 o'clock. Both matches played at the Chamberlain Armory, and we will have them right here on KPLO. This Sunday, Minnesota Vikings football, as the Vikings will take on the Washington Commanders in Washington. And we will kick off at noon, our Vikings pregame at 11 a.m. on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, KPLO. Let's take a three-minute break. Starting lineups are next. This is coverage of the semifinals of the Class 9A football playoffs on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pier and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds and Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Time for the night's starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The starters for the Gregory Gorillas. At quarterback, we will see Ryland Peck. He is a 165-pound junior. The running backs, Owen Hansen, a 145-pound senior, and Cade Stuckel. Stuckel is a senior at 165 pounds. Gregory will employ two wideouts, Eli Fogle, a 170-pound senior, and Cade Braun, a 180-pound junior. The up front, we will see Gunnar Stevens at a guard, a 175-pound senior. Nathan Fortuna, 195-pound junior, at the other guard. The starting center for Gregory is Jaden Graber. Graber is a 195-pound senior. The Gregory Gorillas enter the matchup tonight with an overall record of 9-1. Gregory, with their one loss of the year to Parkston, that was back on September 30th, 32-25 was the score of that ball game as they came up short against the Trojans. Parkston, a team playing for a spot in the 9AA championship game. In the playoffs, Gregory knocks off Iroquois Lake Preston 50-0. Last week, they knock off Wolsey Wessington 34-19. And again, the Gregories with the Gorillas with a record of 9-1. And the head coach for the Gorillas is Mike Murray. For the Lyman Raiders, they will start at quarterback Tegan Gourneau. He is a senior at 185 pounds. The running backs, Tance Wagner, a 175-pound senior, and Kellen Griffith a 155-pound junior. The wide receiver, Cooper Long, a 170-pound senior. The tight ends, Rory McManus, a 185-pound junior, and Damian Abrahamson, who is a senior at 190 pounds. And up front, we'll see Gunnar Johnson, a 195-pound senior at one guard. Louis Theory is the other guard. He is a 230-pound junior. And the starting center for Lyman is Dalton Moore. Moore is a 265-pound senior for the Lyman Raiders. Lyman 9-1 on the year. The Raiders with their lone loss on the 23rd of September to another team from Class 9AA, the Wall Eagles, who was playing for a shot at a state title, as they are underway out west. The Raiders victories in the playoffs, 50-0 over Oldham Ramona Rutland. And last week, a 34-16 victory over Castlewood. So Lyman enters the contest with an overall record of 9-1. Their head coach is Michael Kiefer. Again, Tuesday night, we will have coverage of the SODAC 16 on KPLO as we will be in Chamberlain for a doubleheader of volleyball. Two teams from Region 7B that punched their ticket into the SODAC 16 play-in games for the state tournament. Kadoka area, they will take on Burke, and that will get underway at around 5:30 with a 5:10 scheduled kickoff. And our, we should say 5:10 pregame, 5:30 with the first serve on Tuesday. And that match will be followed by the matchup between Jones County and Freeman. And Jones County and Freeman will get underway at around 7 o'clock. And we'll have both of those games for you as part of our doubleheader. And we'll have them on air and online at our website, drgnews.com. We would like to welcome those of you joining us tonight at our website, drgnews.com, as we have live video streaming of our football contest here tonight. As starting lineups being announced on the field, Gregory's starters have been announced. The Raiders are being announced as we speak, and we are just a few moments away from the kickoff of tonight's football game. We should remind you that the broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Finally, in our pregame, it is the announcement of our game officials, brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. The referee tonight is Joe Martin. The umpire, Alan Olson. The head linesman is Jim Doyle. The line judge, Jed Mazon. And the back judge is Jordan Johnson. And that is the announcement of our game officials. It comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame, brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. And we get ready for this semifinal football matchup in the Class 9A football playoffs between Lyman and Gregory. And we will kick off next on KPLO.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, talking about sweepstakes scams. We all want to receive that call that says we've won a sweepstakes, and scammers know this. If you receive a call or an email saying you've won, but you need to pay taxes by placing money on a gift card or by mailing cash, it's a scam. It is illegal to ask for funds up front for taxes, tariffs, or customs. If you've been victimized by this scam, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank. Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741. Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Welcome back to Press Show on a crisp, clear November evening, as we are just past the hour. Last I looked, a temperature of 39 degrees as we get ready for our kickoff here tonight. Far and away, the coldest night we have had for high school football, but a little bit of snow, perhaps a little bit west of us last night, just a dusting, of course, but no mention of any weather here this evening. It is going to be an absolutely gorgeous night for football as the fans bundled up a little bit more. The concession stand will probably sell a little more coffee than they did last week, but all in all, you cannot ask for a much better night for football here in Presho. With the coin toss going on, the Raiders will, looks like the Raiders have won the toss. And it appears that Lyman will take the football first to get this matchup underway. And before we kick off, let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of the South Dakota High School football playoffs from KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight. Our kickoff is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, and fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as Gregory gets set to kick the football away. The Gorillas will have Eli Fogel kick the football away as for the first of many times here this evening. The crowd will get into it as Gregory in their road white uniforms will take on Lyman, the Raiders, who have wore their black jerseys throughout this playoff run. And a high end-over-end kick. It will be Long who will field from the 15 up across the 20, 30, still on his feet, and finally brought down at the 34-yard line. The Raiders have the football first and will have it from the 34-yard line first and 10. Tegan Gorno, the four-year starter at quarterback for Lyman, will get set to do work for the Raiders. Lyman has shown good running games to the outside. They've had a passing game that has worked when they've needed it. They have, the matchup that I am going to watch is being able to control the line of scrimmage against this Gregory ball club. From the left hash mark, out of an I formation, look with the ends in tight. Gorno under center will pitch back, and it's Wagner looking for running room, and he will not get much. Tripped up from behind, Gregory defensively there, making the play. That is Trey Murray. Makes the stop after a short gain as Wagner is brought down at the 35-yard line. It will be a gain of one, and it will bring up second down and 9. So the Raiders start their first play from scrimmage from the left hash mark. They move it to the center of the field now. The Raider 40 or 35-yard line, they will work at it here out of a pistol formation look with three wide receivers. Three down linemen, blitz clubbing for Gregory. They'll go option left. Gorno looks for a block. He directs some traffic. Gorno tries to find some running room and will not find any. Maybe a yard as all, and good pursuit for Gregory as Cade Stuckel and Owen Hansen chase that play down, and good pursuit on the outside by the Gorillas. They'll give a generous spot to Gorno as he moves the football to the 37-yard line, and it's still going to be a third down and 7 yard to go situation for Lyman, who, if my memory serves, has not punted throughout this playoff run. But Gregory's defense trying to set the tone here. McManus alongside Gorno is again, Tegan will line up in the pistol formation. With three wides back to pass, they throw the deep ball, trying to get it to Long, and the pass is over his head and incomplete. That was good coverage downfield. The Gorillas with Cade Stuckel in coverage and coming over the top with Ryland Peck to help out. And the Raiders are going to have to punt the football away as they go three and out on their first possession. And in the battle of field position, as Owen Hansen stands back to field this punt, back at his own 25-yard line, Gregory hoping to wind up with some decent field position. Gorno will be the punter. As the snap comes, it's a good one, a little pressure, but Gorno gets it off, and he turns over a nice punt that Gregory will field. It's Hansen from the 27 up across the 30, 35, and driven out of bounds near the 40-yard line, and Gregory is going to wind up with some good field position here. Forward progress actually to the 46-yard line. The Gorillas with the football there, first down and 10, their first offensive position or possession. Ryland Peck, the quarterback, the 165-pound junior. This Gregory ball club, as you look through the season, they have been able to consistently put up points, as have the Raiders. That's why a lot of folks, including yours truly, thought this was going to be one of the marquee matchups, especially in the nine-man side of the playoffs, here tonight. Gregory will come out, show pistol formation to start. It'll go read option to the left, and Peck will keep it himself. Now he'll cut it back, and he loses yardage there. He had a yard or two made, but instead tried to spin out of a tackle and cut it across the grain, and good pursuit there by the Raider defense. Braden Oldenkamp, Kellen Griffith there for Lyman, and no gain on the play, and it will bring up second down. So the defenses, when we talk about points, we talk about both teams and what they can do offensively. Well, obviously, it's going to be the defenses that are going to set the tone in the early going. 9.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. The first possession of the ball game for the Gregory Gorillas. And again, they'll work pistol formation. Hand off, running play to the outside. Owen Hansen. Hansen with some blocks. He'll have some positive yards. Gets up across the 45 near the midfield stripe, but he is brought down there. Actually got up across midfield and into Raider territory. As the Raiders blocking the yard markers from our vantage point, he gets the football to the Raider 46, and that is an 8-yard gain, and it will bring up a third down and two situation for Gregory, as they are content to wait for the play call as they work their way to the line of scrimmage, trying to pick up the first down of the ball game. As they look to hand the football off, running play here, first down and more. That's Owen Hansen again, and this time they just overloaded the right side of their offensive line and overloaded the left side of the Raider defense and just blasted their way through. Hansen with the carry brings the football to the Raider 40-yard line, and it is a first down for Gregory as the Gorillas will keep this drive going. A full house backfield this time. It's a wishbone look from the right hash mark. Ryland Peck takes the snap, hands it off. They'll sweep short side. This time the Raiders are there. And a nice defensive play made by Riker Scholl. That is a sure-handed tackle there by the 170-pound senior. No gain on the play, and it will bring up second down. Gregory, looks like they're going to try to operate without a huddle here as they try to bunch everybody up near the line of scrimmage. Peck will work at quarterback as Gregory will work with three wide receivers to the right side of the formation. And now Peck still directing a little bit of traffic here. Still has plenty of time. Again, they didn't huddle up, so plenty of time to make some signals, make some calls as everybody consults the wristbands. And now he'll work out of an empty backfield. Quick pass thrown out, and it's incomplete. They sent Trey Murray in motion. And as he went in motion to his left, he turned towards the line of scrimmage, which he could do before the ball was snapped because he was well behind the line of scrimmage. They tried to swing pass out there, tried to set up kind of a modified bubble screen, and it was incomplete. And now it'll bring up a second down, make it third down, a 9-yard-to-go situation for Gregory. And again, they'll kind of work out of that same formation and, again, work without a huddle. Peck consults the wristbands, the 10-second count from the back judge. Peck takes the snap, looks. Now he's under a little bit of pressure as he rolls to his right, fires it upfield. He's got a man, and it's caught. First down for Gregory. That is Cade Stuckel. Stuckel is still on his feet inside the five and out of bounds inside the five, down at about the 3-yard line. That time the Raiders played soft defensively. And Cade Stuckel just kind of sat down in the zone and was able to catch that pass with no defender within 5 yards of him. And Stuckel was able then to run after the catch and got inside the five. We'll call it at the 2. It will be first down and goal from there. So Gregory's first drive has borne some fruit here as they will work to the line of scrimmage. From the left hash mark, and again, they'll load everybody up. Run left, the running play, nothing doing for Cade Stuckel. Stop behind the line of scrimmage. Tegan Gourneau is there defensively. Also over on the far side, Louis Theory in there to help make the stop. No gain on the play. We'll bring up second down and goal. The football rests they move it back to the 4-yard line. So a loss of about a yard on that play. Again, Gregory works without a huddle. As all the offensive skill position players, you could say, have those wristbands, and they can use those to audible and call plays at the line of scrimmage. And Gregory will run the football. They try to get it into Stuckel. Is he in? Yes. And that is a 4-yard touchdown run for Cade Stuckel. And Gregory is on the board at the 6-minute mark of the opening quarter. And they cap off a nice drive on their first possession of the ball game and have a 6-0 lead. Gregory looks like they're going to try to kick an extra point as Eli Fogel will kick out of the hold of Ryland Peck. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it is no good. It's just short. But Gregory gets on the board. 6 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Gorillas lead the Raiders by a 6-0 score, and they will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Eli Fogel set to kick off, and it will be Cooper Long again as he'll field from his 15-yard line, loses the football, picks it up. Now he's at the 20, 25. He'll dive to the 30, and disaster averted there by Cooper Long, who could not field it cleanly, but was able to pick up the football and then get what he could on the kickoff return. He brings it to the 30-yard line for the second possession of the ball game for the Lyman Raiders, but they trail for the first time in a long time. They trail by a 6-0 score. That scoring drive for Gregory, they go 54 yards in six plays, a 4-yard Cade Stuckel run. He caught that pass on third and long that set things up for the Gorillas as well. Out of the I formation, the Raiders will give off Tance Wagner, and he is stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. Defensively, Gunner Stevens there. He was there first, but there were three different Gregory ball carriers there. A generous spot as they give Tance Wagner the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half a yard loss. It'll be second down and 10 as the clock rolls inside of 5.5 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. As Lyman sends Braden Oldenkamp into the ball game. He will line up as a receiver left side of the formation. Raiders got to hurry here as they will take the snap. Gorneau out of the pistol will go back to pass and look. Fires it upfield. He's got a man in traffic, and it's Cooper Long. Long will make the catch, but there is a penalty marker down, so let's sort that out. I think this one is going to come back. There was contact as Long headed downfield as he got tangled up with a defender. Are they going to call him for a push-off as this penalty flag came out as the ball was in the air? Right now, as it stands, it's a big gain for the Raiders as they move the football to the Gregory 45-yard line. But let's sort it out, and it's holding against the defense. So they'll decline it, and the Raiders will move the football into Gregory territory. So Lyman needed a big play in the passing game, and they got it there as the Raiders went to Cooper Long, and that reception moves the football from the 30-yard line, the 29, actually, all the way to the 45. So that's a 26-yard pass play, and the Raiders, for the first time tonight, find themselves in Gregory Gorilla territory. Play comes in late from the sideline as I think Tegan Gorneau was over talking to head coach Michael Kiefer. Now, again, they're going to have to hustle to get this play off. Two receivers short side. McManus alongside the quarterback, Gorneau. As Long will come in motion, they'll fake the pitch to him. Gorneau will keep it. Moves through traffic, breaks one tackle, jumps over another would-be tackler. And Tegan Gorneau with the carry inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. A pickup of some 8 yards on that run by Tegan Gorneau on a first down carry to make it second down and short. Clock working its way to the 4-minute mark of this opening quarter. The 9A playoffs, Harding County leading Warner. They are early in the opening quarter. It's an 8-0 lead for the Ranchers. Second down, 8 yards to go. Four linemen out of the pistol, back to pass. They're going to set up a screen, and they have it caught. That's Tance Wagner. Breaks the tackle, and off he goes. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, and he is in. Touchdown! There are no penalty markers down, and that one is going to stand 37 yards on the pass play. Tance Wagner with the reception from Tegan Gorno, and the Raiders answer the Gregory touchdown at the 3:36 mark of quarter number one. 6-6 is our score. The Raiders are going to go for two, and that is something if you wanted to be nitpicky about this playoff run. The Raiders have not had good luck and much success in their two-point conversions throughout the two playoff games we have covered as of late. McManus alongside Tance Wagner. Gorno will take the snap under center. Long, a slot man left side as they hand it off. And right up the middle, that is Rory McManus. And we have not seen a signal yet. Raiders say he's in. The officials say he's not. The two-point conversion is no good. But the Raiders get on the board with 3:36 remaining in the opening quarter. We're tied at 6, and the Raiders will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in South Dakota, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966. 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office in Pierre.
Story drive for the Raiders. They go 70 yards in four plays. 37-yard Tance Wagner reception from Tegan Gorno makes it 6-6. The Raiders again fail on the two-point conversion. Tegan Gorno will kick it off for Lyman. And a wobbling, floating kick that will be fielded by Gregory, and on the return, some speed upfield. And I believe that was Cade Stuckel. Yes, as he heads up the sideline, and he found a little bit of a seam, and he gets the ball to the midfield stripe. I think they will mark it either just at the 50 or just to the Raider side of the midfield stripe. They have not placed the football down yet. But that kick for Gorno by design to try to slow down the return game, and Gregory was still able to get a nice kickoff return going. Their second possession of the ball game as they go to work here. Their first possession, they went 54 yards as they have controlled field position here a little bit, and right now have good position, a field position on their second drive. Back the quarterback, hands the football off at a running play. Owen Hansen with it. He will get positive yardage inside the Raider 45. Kellen Griffin, Tegan Gorno in there to make the stop. Riker Scholl in there as well. But a 6-yard gain will make it second down and 4 for the Gorillas. And Gregory, again, working without a huddle, will bring the football to the line of scrimmage. Again, no huddle. They walk in. The linemen line up. They're over the football. So the Raiders have to be ready to play defense. And now a whistle. And we're going to have a false start against the Gorillas. Lyman's first penalty of the ball game. But as I mentioned, they go over the football as opposed to huddling. The play call comes in. You basically have some personnel. You have your personnel groupings. You know what you're going to do. The quarterback has it on his shoulders to figure out what the defense is going to do and make the play call accordingly. And if you're watching it on the video, you see the wide receivers, the running backs, looking at the wristbands that they wear and Here is Gregory rolling to his left. It's Pack back to pass, fires it upfield. The pass is incomplete. The intended receiver, I believe, was Eli Fogle. Yes, and Eli was covered well, but the pass was a little too tall and over his head and incomplete. And it will bring up a third down and 9 yard to go situation. It's tough to take a breath when Gregory has the football because, again, they're at the line of scrimmage and ready to go to work. They have one setback. They will work from the left or from the center of the field. They'll have three receivers to the near side towards us. Eli Fogle, a wide out, as well as Owen Hansen. Cade Stuckel there as well, as Peck will take the snap and is back to pass. Raiders try to cut with pressure, but Peck will fire it upfield. It's caught. Nice catch there by the Gorillas. And Owen Hansen in traffic makes the catch and hangs on to it, and they will convert a first down, moves the football to the lineman 30-yard line. So they convert on third and nine, set up a first down for the Gorillas as they have it at the lineman 30-yard line. We work the clock to the two-minute mark remaining in this first quarter as we are tied at six. Again, the Gorillas at the line of scrimmage ready to go as the play call comes to the quarterback, Ryland Peck. He barks signal, sends a man in motion, and hands the football off at Stuckel. Looks for running room and will get inside the 30, down to the 25, and will fall forward from there and get to about the 23. So a nice pitch and run there that picks up about 7 yards, and it will bring up a second down and three situation. 90 seconds remain in this opening quarter, and it has been a good one so far in front of a very good crowd here in Presho. We thank you for joining us for our coverage of regional high school football tonight. Gorillas hand it off again, running play, this time in the open space is Owen Hansen, and Hansen with a run inside the Raider 20, in fact, inside the Raider 15, and down to the 14-yard line. And another big chunk of yardage for this Gregory Gorilla offense. They had a long pass play on the first drive that set up that 4-yard Cade Stuckel run. It was Stuckel that had a reception on a third and long. The Gorillas had a third and long on this possession, but Owen Hansen made a nice reception here at the 14-yard line. They will go student body left. It is Stuckel with the running play. Blockers out front. Stuckel will get the corner turned and a hard tackle over on the far side of the Raiders. Pursue it well, but Stuckel with a nice gain here as he is going to be close to the marker. And now the officials getting ready to place the football as we unpile, as we work out of bounds. They will mark the football at the 6-yard line. And that will be an 8-yard gain, make it a 9-yard gain on a first down run. It will bring up second down and short. And Gregory, with the clock running, they do not have to snap the ball before the quarter comes to an end. And not sure if they will, as we're down to 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. 2-1, and there is the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of farm equipment of the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Gregory 6, Lyman 6. We'll come back to Presho with more scores from the high school football playoffs and quarter number 2 after a one-minute break on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
It's second down and one for Gregory as we start the second quarter, and the Gorillas hand the football off. The Gorillas have the first down. It is a run for Owen Hansen, and he will get inside the five, and from our vantage point, that should be enough for first down, although they are not going to give him the forward progress, and it's going to be third down and about a yard to go as the football sets right at the five-yard line. And Gregory, of course, probably in four-down territory here. They did try to kick an extra point earlier, but that was off the mark. And they will hand it off again. Running play, Owen Hansen looking for running room as he turns the corner, and he is in for a touchdown. A five-yard touchdown run for Owen Hansen opens up the scoring here in quarter number two. It is 12-6 Gregory now, as, again, a two-point conversion, very important. Well, we'll see what they do. They're going to spread out here. It doesn't look like they're going to kick. They try a little bit of a spread formation as the offense looks to get ready. There is a center snapping the football. Quarterback Ryland Peck is in the pistol formation. He has Owen Hansen out with blockers behind him in a running play and a hard hit ball. A hard hit play. There's a penalty flag that came out. Ryland Peck was hit very hard there. As the penalty flag came out, Gregory was able to run it in for a two-point conversion, but let's check out the penalty. I don't know who it was from Lyman, but he de-cleated Ryland Peck, who jumped right back up and headed to the huddle, and this is going to be a penalty against Gregory. It's going to make this take this two-point conversion off the board and make the second two-point conversion try a costly one. It will be the second penalty of the ball game for the Gorillas, who tried kind of that off-balance attack on that conversion play, but here, facing a long situation, they're going to try to kick the extra point as Eli Fogel is going to try a long field goal. This is like a 30-yard field goal out of the hold of Ryland Peck. Kick, snap is down, the kick is up, it has distance, and it is good. 11:26 remains in the first half. Gregory 13 and Lyman 6. And the Gorillas will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Set to kick off for Gregory as he will squib kick it, and this is Cooper Long who will field from his own 20-yard line up across the 25-30 and brought down there, and Lyman with the football first and 10 as they have it there at their 20. Now we'll wait for him to place the football. It will be at the 28-yard line. We'll call it the 28-yard line as the Raiders start with their third possession of the ball game. 8 plays, 50 yards on the scoring drive for Gregory. That 3-yard Owen Hansen run made it a 6-point ball game. The Eli Fogel 30-yard extra point kick made it 13-6. And while we've got a moment, let's look at some scores. The 9B playoffs, Harriet Selby, 46-16 over Irene Wakanda. They are nearing halftime, 22-0, Hitchcock Tulare leading DeSmet. The All-Nations playoffs, Todd County wins the Class A championship, 72-26. Lower Brule leading Tia Cecina, 8-0. Here is Lyman, Tance Wagner with the run, and Wagner not going to get a lot. They're actually going to mark this back at the 16-yard line where the Raiders start this drive, their worst field position of the night. It will be a short gain for all practical purposes. It'll be second down and 10. The other 9A playoff game, Warner versus Harding County Bison. Harding County Bison led early, but 15 unanswered in the opening quarter for Warner. They're out in front 15-8 as they start quarter number two. Wall leading Hamlin 10-0. That's at halftime. Parkston leading Elkton Lake Benton. They work in quarter number two. A running play. Tance Wagner again with it. Wagner with positive yardage this time as he'll cross the 20 and get to the 22-yard line. A pickup of 6 yards on that play. And it will bring up third down and four. The 11B playoffs, 40-7. Elk Point Jefferson leading Hot Springs. Winner leading McCook Central Montrose. That is a 26-0 score. In 11A, West Central and Beersford are tied at 7. Sioux Falls Christian leading DeSmet. That is 13-12. Both of those games are in the second quarter. Here it is third down. We'll call it 4 yards to go for Lyman. Back to passes. Gourneau under a little bit of pressure. He rolls to the right, fires it upfield. It's caught. Tough catch in traffic. Damian Abrahamson. It will depend on the spot, and I think he had the first down, but boy, that was a tough catch in traffic. He had a defender that was there. The Raiders are able to convert. Damian Abrahamson with a tough catch, that 190-pound senior making the play to move the chains for Lyman. They have it first and 10 and a little bit of breathing room as well as they move the football out to the Raider 28-yard line. 9.5 minutes remain in the first half, 13-6. Gregory leading Lyman. Here is Gourneau to Wagner in the backfield, and he is stuffed. Owen Hansen was the first one there, but he had help. Trey Murray in there as well, number 44, Gunner Stevens, in there for the Gorillas. A loss in the play of about 2 back to the 25-yard line, and it will bring up a second down and 12 situation. The 11AA playoffs, T-area leading Aberdeen Central 19-0. A track meet in the opening quarter in Pier as Pier leads Yankton 21-14. There's still a minute left in the opening quarter there. A second down, 12-yard-to-go situation for Lyman out of the pistol. Gourneau will keep it in a short run as he crosses the 25 and gets up to the 26-yard line, so just a couple yards there for Tegan Gourneau, and a big third down is upcoming. If you're Gregory, obviously you want an opportunity for your defense to make a stand and get good field position out of this, force the Raiders to punt. Lyman, already down by 7, wants to be able to kind of move the chains and keep this drive going. Raiders will spread them out, 2 receivers to the right side, 1 to the left as Gourneau will work pistol. Back to pass. They try to look downfield. They have the deep ball thrown. It's Kellen Griffin, and it's over his head and incomplete. Had him as Griffin got behind the defense. Gourneau, who ran a long, long ways to throw that football downfield and then took a pretty good shot after he threw the football. He's a little shaken up as he looks to be tended to, but he took a pretty good shot as he let that football go, and he overthrew the play, and it's incomplete. It will be fourth down. The Raiders will have to punt for the second time here tonight. Gregory's going to wind up with very good field position as Owen Hansen stands back at his own 30. A high but short punt by Tegan Gourneau. It will take a bounce, and it will take a Raider roll, which helps as it rolls inside the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. Braden Oldenkamp with the punt coverage. and Gregory, with their third possession of the ball game, will have the football right there. With the football at the 34-yard line. 7:42 remaining in the first half. Gregory with a 13-6 lead will operate with the football. Ryland Peck will work all alone in the backfield with three wide receivers, four actually, as a man's lined up to the slot to the left side. They will work the end around to Cade Stuckel, and Stuckel breaks the tackle, gets into that second level, and then bounces his way forward, first down and more, as he gets past the 45. We'll see if they give him all of that forward progress and that dive, and they're going to give him a lot of it. They move the football out from the 35 to the 37, 38-yard line. That is a 14-yard run on first down as Gregory moved the chains. Gorillas working a pistol look. Sidecar running back is Hansen, and Hansen gets the handoff, and he brings the football inside or across the midfield stripe and into Lyman territory at the 48-yard line, and picks up about 6 yards on that run. Actually, it turned out to be a gain of 4, and it will bring up second down at 6. Gregory works without a huddle. The clock runs inside of 7 minutes, remaining until the halftime break. Both of these teams have kept it between the ditches, and the clock has ran quickly here in this first half. Back to pass, and a pass upfield. It's tipped, and a penalty flag comes out. They tried to get it to Stuckel. Cooper Long was there defensively and got there perhaps just a little bit early. Now, this is not a spot foul. It will be a 10-yard penalty, but it should be enough to give Gregory a first down. And it will be the first penalty of the night whistled against the Lyman Raiders. It's actually going to be a 15-yard penalty. It will be better than if the pass was completed as they move the football to the Raider 32-yard line. So they will wind the clock there. Gregory leading 13-6. 6:40 remains in the first half. Once the ball is ready, the clock is not going to stop till the ball is snapped here after the penalty against Lyman. They will send a man in motion. They'll fake it. Peck will keep it himself. And just too many offensive options for Gregory at this point. The Raiders have not been able to narrow out one or the other. And Gregory has been able to exploit the matchups and have been able to move the football fairly efficiently up and down the field. Field position has helped their cause, too, but Lyman right now has not been able to consistently slow down this Gregory offensive attack. A 9-yard run on first down makes it second and short. We'll see if Gregory will dial long distance here as they got a play to use. Instead, they'll hand it off Owen Hansen, and Hansen will be close to the first down marker, and he's brought down there. The Raiders defensively with Dalton Moore in there to make the stop. No gain on the play. It will still be third down and about a yard to go. The Raiders will get a stop here and there, but as we mentioned, just have not been able to consistently slow down this Gregory offense throughout this first half. Gorillas to the line of scrimmage. Play number 5 that started on this drive that started back at the 34-yard line. Again, they'll hand it off to Owen Hansen, and just good trap blocking up front. Hansen able to move the chains, gets the football inside the Raider 20 and down to the 17-yard line. So when Gregory, they consistently are trying to run the football pretty much just kind of off tackle, kind of between the guards, if you will. Some nice trap blocking up front by the Gorillas allows them to keep moving the chains. And when Lyman stuffs the box, they throw to the outside. And Gregory's been able to convert on a couple third and long situations. Here they'll run to the wide side. It's Ryland Peck with it. He is going to be caught after a short gain. Tance Wagner gets in there to make the stop. Number 24, Riker Scholl, in on the play. It will be a gain of a yard for the quarterback, Ryland Peck. And it will bring up a second down and 9 yard to go situation. The clock continues to run. We are inside of 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Both teams with their full complement of timeouts remaining. As the Gorillas Work to the outside. Eli Fogel ties his shoe. The play call comes in. Again, they'll consult the wristbands. And Ryland Peck will direct a little bit of traffic and take the snap out of the pistol and call his own number. Runs it, pitches it. This is Hansen, and Hansen with the carry. That was kind of a dangerous play there. As defensively, Rory McManus was in the quarterback's face and had his hand on a jersey but couldn't bring him down. And Peck at the last minute pitched it to Hansen, who made something out of nothing and got about 2 yards on the play. And it'll be a third down and eight situation. The football rests just outside the Gregory 15-yard line. Now there's a little bit of confusion on the play call that comes in. Gregory, as we look to the back judge, may have to hurry to get this play off before delay of game penalty. The 10-second count comes. As Peck will send a man in motion. He'll take the snap, looking to pass, fires it upfield. The pass is caught, and that's a touchdown. Owen Hansen with the reception from 15 yards out. Hansen with his second touchdown of the ball game, this time via air from quarterback Ryland Peck. And Gregory, at the 4:05 mark of the first half, are up by a score of 19-6 as they spread the field and look like they're going to go for two. Although the kicking pot is out there, I'm not exactly sure why. They'll send a man in motion back to pass. This is Peck looking as he rolls to his right. He fires it to the back of the end zone, and the pass is too tall and incomplete, but a penalty flag comes out. So let's wait and see what happened here. It was an adventure on the last two-point conversion for Gregory. They had a holding penalty that set them back to the 20. And now intentional, well, what do we have here? Roughing the passer. It'll be called against Lyman. So Gregory is going to go half the distance, and they'll get a chance again to tie or try for two. And if they can get a two-point conversion here, they can make it a 15-point ball game. And that means it would be two scores for the Raiders, a team that has struggled all, well, throughout this playoff run, getting two-point conversions done. Gregory is at the line of scrimmage and ready to go. The officials, though, are not ready. They'll place the football at about the yard-and-a-half mark as they pitch it back. This is Cade Stuckel, who will dive into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. 21-6 Gregory with 4:05 remaining in the first half. And we will take a 60-second break and return. The Gorilla Kickoff is next on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
The John F. and DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. 21-6. Gregory has the lead. 4:05 remains in the first half as Gregory with a squib kick. It's Cooper Long with it. The Raiders need some spark, and they get a nice return here from Cooper Long as he crosses the Raider 40 and gets the football to the 43-yard line for possession number four. For the Lyman Raiders, they won the toss. They elected to receive, which means Gregory will have the football to start the second half. If you're Lyman, you need points here before the halftime break. And they'll come to the line of scrimmage Again, their own 43-yard line. They have all three timeouts left to use. A full house backfield for the quarterback, Tegan Gourneau. Long, a receiver to the right. Quick pass upfield. It's caught. Long, this sets in that zone and makes the catch. A timing route there. Picks up about 5 yards on the play, and it will bring up a second down situation. Raiders may have to go to some of that quick passing game to get some of their offense going. They need to loosen up this Gregory defense a little bit, because Lyman, with the exception of that first possession where they were able to put together some running plays to get points on the board, their only touchdown of the ball game, they have struggled being able to run the football on the ground, and that's the bread and butter of this Lyman Raider offense. Inverted wishbone, Gourneau, the deep back. He gets away from one man, tries to get away from a second, but he'll be gang tackled by this Gregory defense. Ryland Peck in there as well, number 22, clues Clunt in there to make the stop. Gourneau loses about 5 yards back to the line of scrimmage to the 43, and it will be third down and 10. So that time the Raiders were trying to just let Tegan Gourneau make something happen, but good defense there slows down that running play, and now Lyman facing a third and long situation as they'll spread everybody out. McManus alongside the quarterback Gourneau, two receivers short side, Cooper Long split out wide to the right side of the formation, back to pass, they'll look, they'll fire, they've got Long in traffic, pass is incomplete. There was good coverage there, but Tegan Gourneau put it right on the money. Cooper Long got a hand on it, but in there defensively, I think that was Cade Stuckel that got a hand in to separate the football. Long may have had it for a moment, but could not hang on to it. And it is fourth down for Lyman, and for the Raiders, their second time in this first half, where they're going to have to punt the football away, and Gregory, with all three of their timeouts remaining, will have the football with about 2 minutes remaining in the half, and again, Gregory is going to have the football to start quarter number three. Gourneau takes the snap, and a line drive kick that, again, will take a Raider roll, but it will be fielded at the 15-yard line. On the return, it's Hansen up across the 20, across the 30, and he'll get the football to the 32-yard line. Again, we have swapping out footballs here as the officials have some signaling to the sidelines. But good field position here again for Gregory, as they will have the football at the 40-yard line, their own 40-yard line. 2:06 remains in the half, and they have all three of their timeouts left to use. And if you are Gregory, this is where you could put an exclamation mark in this first half, and Lyman is going to take a timeout. The Raiders take a defensive timeout with 2:06 remaining in the first half. Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. They remind you, acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We are back in 1 minute on KPLO. Let's break for 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO, brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communications, and the Jet Lanes. We work through this second quarter. 2:06 remains in the first half. First and 10 for Gregory. They have the football at their own 40-yard line. Gregory out in front by a 21-6 score. Ryland Peck back to pass, throws the deep ball at Stuckel. He's caught it. Stuckel at the 10-5. He's gone. Touchdown, Lyman, or Gregory. There are no penalty markers down. The Gorillas dial long distance. And Cade Stuckel's second touchdown of the ball game, A 60-yard pass play makes it 27-6. And that was a big, big play for Gregory as they try to make something happen here to close out this first half. And again, you talk about momentum, which they have right now, but also remember they'll have the football to start the second half, and it is going to make things a very, very big uphill battle for Lyman in the second half. Eli Fogle will kick out of the Ryland Peck hold, and the kick is blocked. 27-6 is our score as Gregory leads Lyman. As we work through the first half, the Gorillas will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
One play, 60 yards on the scoring drive for Gregory. Minute 57 remains in the first half, 27-6 Gorillas. As Eli Fogle again will kick the football away. This time it will work towards the sideline. Cooper Long will feel that he's up the sideline at the 30, 35, and out of bounds at the 41-yard line is where they'll place it. Raiders with possession number 5 of this first half. From their own 41-yard line, they scored on their second possession, a 4-play, 70-yard drive, scoring with 3:36 remaining in the opening quarter to make it 6-6. But since then, Gregory with 21 unanswered has made the statement here in this second quarter. They are in control here. As the Raiders need points again before we close out this first half. Tance Wagner on the run. Wagner trying to turn the corner, and he can't get there. That is Cade Stuckel that makes the defensive play for Gregory, and he just shows a ton of speed. There have not been many in the games that we have covered throughout the season that have been able to run Tance Wagner down, but Cade Stuckel made the play right there. No gain on the play. Back to the 40-yard line. It will bring up a second down and 10-yard-to-go situation for Lyman, who have, they use one timeout defensively. They still have two timeouts left. I think this play here on the second and long situation will determine whether the Raiders will use their remaining timeouts of this half. Gorneau out of a pistol look with McManus alongside, and a penalty marker comes out. This is going to be a false start against Lyman, their second penalty of the ball game. And it will make it a second down and officially 16 yards to go for a first down for the Raiders as the clock is stopped after the penalty. Gorneau will bring the play in from the sideline. And again, Lyman has a lot of work to do. They do still have that big play capability, but they need to overcome the speed of this Gregory defense at this point. And their defense has not stopped Gregory as of yet so far in this first half. Back to pass, Gorneau. He fakes because his receiver is covered. Gorneau will keep it himself, lowers his shoulder to get extra yards, and collides with Owen Hansen but falls forward and will pick up the penalty yards and get the football back to the 40-yard line. Third and 10 now as the clock will continue to roll. And I think the Raiders will, they do not use a timeout here. We'll see if the Raiders can pick up the first down. If they can't, they would be content to head to the end zone and talk about this one at the halftime break. Gorneau with back to pass under some pressure as he steps up in the pocket, fires the deep ball into traffic and over the head of Tance Wagner, but there is a penalty marker down. Wagner was in double coverage. And Gregory, I thought, had him covered pretty well, but the pass was well overthrown, but a penalty flag still comes out. And the Gregory partisan, you perhaps heard a groan from the Gregory crowd here as that penalty flag came out. But let's sort it out. Again, it's not a spot foul and pass interference, but it will be a first down, as it will be from the spot of the foul. And it will move the football to the Gregory 45, which is the first time since the opening quarter where Lyman has been in Gregory territory. For the Gorillas, their third penalty of this first half, and the Raiders have a play, perhaps two, to use here with 8 seconds remaining in the half. Gorneau will direct a little traffic. Gregory will show blitz. Back to pass, Gorneau. Deep ball thrown. It is caught. That is Wagner, and Wagner will go out of bounds. And a smart play there. Picked up positive yardage. Got down to the 29-yard line. Picked up about 16 yards on that play. And gets out of the bounds and gives the Raiders the opportunity for one more play. And perhaps with that, getting the ball to the 29, the Raiders, who will now use a timeout, will give an opportunity for Tegan Gorneau to see if he has enough arm to get the football into the end zone. So a timeout here with 4 seconds remaining in the first half. It is Gregory 27 and Lyman 6. We'll pause for 30 seconds and return on KPLO.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep, they have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Our coverage of playoff football on KPLO tonight brought to you by CarSwap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, Access Health, The Press Show in Kennebec, Byrie Brothers, Bowie Foods, and Chamberlain Ready Mix. 4 minutes remain until halftime. Raiders with the football at Gregory's 29-yard line. Tegan Gorneau out of the pistol formation, two receivers right. Long a receiver left side of the formation. Gorneau throws the deep ball to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Had Tance Wagner, but Wagner could not hang on, and that brings us to the halftime break. And what a first half for the Gregory Gorillas. Scoreboard brought to you by the folks at Darren Boyle Sales. That would be me, the... I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road and Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Byright. See us next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Byright Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly, local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966. 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Welcome back, Pressure. We are in halftime of the semifinal matchup from the Class 9A playoffs. And after we were tied at 6 midway or towards the end of the opening quarter, it has been 21 unanswered points by Gregory that has put them out in front in this ballgame by a score of 27-6. And before we recap the scoring, let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs from KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pierre Fort Pierre. Stop speeding before it stops you.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle as we roll to the highlight package. And it looked like a track meet to begin with. The Raiders won the toss. They wound up going 3 and out. And they kicked the football away to Gregory, who was able to use field position to their advantage. They started their opening drive of the contest at their own 46-yard line, and they were able to put points on the board. And they scored at the 6-minute mark of the opening quarter. It was Cade Stuckel who scores on a 4-yard touchdown run. Skill position players, you could say, have those wristbands, and they can use those to audible and call plays at the line of scrimmage. And Gregory will run the football. They try to get it into Stuckel. Is he in? Yes. And that is a 4-yard touchdown run for Cade Stuckel. The kick for the extra point was no good, but Gregory scored first in the ball game by a score of 6-0. That was at the 6-minute mark of the opening quarter, but Lyman was able to answer on their second drive of the ball game. Lyman goes 70 yards in 4 plays. They show some big play capability, and they do it via the air. Tance Wagner from Tegan Gourneau, they score it from 37 yards out. 4 linemen out of the pistol, back to pass. They're going to set up a screen, and they have it caught. That's Tance Wagner. Breaks the tackle, and off he goes. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, and he is in. Touchdown! 2-point conversion was no good, and that is how we closed out the opening quarter. We were tied at 6, but Gregory had the ball, and again, they were putting together a drive. They score on the second play of the second quarter, capping off an 8-play, 50-yard drive. This time it was Owen Hansen on the ground as he runs it in from 5 yards out. And they will hand it off again. Running play, Owen Hansen looking for running room as he turns the corner, and he is in for a touchdown. A 5-yard touchdown run for Owen Hansen opens up the scoring here in quarter number 2. Gregory spread the field. They tried one of those line people up on the right side of the ball, snap it from the middle type of plays, and a holding penalty brought back a 2-point conversion run. They back it up to the 20-yard line. Gregory decides to kick the extra point. Eli Fogle kicks it in, which would have been a 30-yard field goal, and he puts it through with plenty of leg to spare, and Gregory had the lead by a 13-6 score. That was part of 21 unanswered by Gregory in that second quarter, where they were really able to stymie Lyman's offense. Gregory scores again at the 4:05 mark of the second quarter. This time it was Owen Hansen with a 15-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Ryland Peck. As Peck will send a man in motion, he'll take the snap. Looking to pass, fires it upfield. The pass is caught, and that's a touchdown. Owen Hansen with the reception from 15 yards out. Hansen with his second touchdown of the ball game. Cade Stuckel ran in the two-point conversion, and that was at with 4:05 remaining in the second quarter. Gregory was up by a 21-6 score. We knew the next drive for the Raiders was going to be a big one. Lyman winds up going three and out and has to punt the football away. Gregory winds up with the football again with good field position at their own 40-yard line. Well, they know they're going to get the football to start the second half, so let's really put a dagger in to close out quarter number two, and Gregory did just that. 60 yards, Cade Stuckel from Ryland Peck, and Gregory is out in front 27-6. Peck back to pass, throws the deep ball at Stuckel. He's caught it. Stuckel at the 10-5. He's gone. Touchdown, Lyman, or Gregory. There are no penalty markers down. The Gorillas dial long distance. And Cade Stuckel's second touchdown of the ball game. And that adds to the lead. The kick for the two-point conversion was blocked, 27-6 at that point. Lyman had the football from their own 41 to start their last drive of the half. They were able to move the football with the passing game just a little bit. They did get a chance to throw into the end zone as time expires, but Tance Wagner could not hang on to a pass in traffic, and the half comes to a close, 27-6. Gregory, it will be the Gorillas who will have the football to start the second half. Let's take a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll recap scores and set the stage for our second half of football. This is coverage of the semifinal round of the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs from KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Back here in Presho. It's 27-6. Gregory's the leading lineman. Our coverage of the high school football playoffs. PPLO brought to you by Kennebec Telephone, BJ's Food Center, Ruminag, Halverson Oil, the Dakota Prairie Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates, and Swenson Cowan Dental Office. High school volleyball Tuesday night on KPLO. Two SODAC 16 matches for you. Kadoka versus Burke, a 5:30 first serve, 5:10 with our pregame from the Chamberlain Armory. That will be followed by Jones County versus Freeman. The winners go to the State B Volleyball Tournament. So now let's update scores for you. The All Nations Championship games being played at the Dakota Dome. Todd County is a state champion. They defeat Red Cloud 72-26. Lower Brule at halftime leads Tio Spazina by a score of 24-0. In Class 9B, they are in the third quarter. Harriet Selby leading Irene Wakanda 62-22. Hitchcock Dulaire leading to Smet. They are at halftime. It's 28-0. The other side of this 9A bracket, it is Warner at halftime leading Harding County. That is a 29-8 score. In Class 9AA, Wall leading Hamlin. They are in the third quarter. It's 23-7. Parkston trying to pull the upset, leading Elkton Lake Benton 16-0. That is at halftime. Both games final from 11B. Elk Point Jefferson defeats Hot Springs 47-14. Winner, the number one overall seed, they have defeated McCook Central Montrose. That was a 46-6 score. In 11A, Beersford and West Central are at halftime, tied at 14. Del Rapids and Sioux Falls Christian are at halftime as well. They are, it's 28-13, Del Rapids leading Sioux Falls Christian. In 11AA at halftime, T area 32-7 up on Aberdeen Central. They are in the second quarter at Hollister Field and Pier. Pier with a 28-17 lead over Yankton. And in the 11AAA ranks at Howard Wood Field in Sioux Falls, they are in the fourth quarter with Sioux Falls Jefferson leading Sioux Falls Lincoln 35-20. And they are in the fourth quarter at McEnany Field in Sioux Falls as well. Harrisburg leading O'Gorman 28-21 is the score in that ball game. 27-6 is our score. Gregory will have the football when we start the second half. We pause for 60 seconds and return. This is coverage of the 9A football semifinal playoffs on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Tegan Gorno has it teed up at the 40-yard line as the Raiders will kick off to the Gorillas to start this second half as Gorno will kick it high and deep. It will be Stuckel who will field from his own 15. They fake the reverse. Stuckel on his feet across the 20, 25, and he'll finally be brought down at the 28-yard line. Gregory with the football there, first down and 10, and leading by a score of 27-6, they have had two rushing touchdowns. They have had two passing touchdowns. And if you are the Gorillas, what you want to do here is able to manage the clock the rest of the way home. The Gorillas, again, with the football, they will officially mark it at the 27-yard line. And for Gregory, this is their fifth possession of the ball game. The quarterback, Rylan Peck, the 165-pound junior for Gregory, he has done a good job tonight leading this offense that requires a little more decision-making than a lot of high school offenses. As Gregory will pitch short side. It is Owen Hansen, and Hansen tries to turn the corner, and he is bumped out of bounds, and good pursuit there by the Raider defense as Hansen winds up into the Raider bench. Pardon me, it's Trey Murray, the ball carrier. A little gimpy, but he'll, again, work to try to stay in the ball game. It'll be a gain of 6 as they move the football up across the 30 to the 34-yard line, and it will bring up 2nd down. Again, working without a huddle, the Gorillas are able to spread the field and use a little hand signals from head coach Mike Murray. But all of that work is done on the wristbands of this Gregory offense. They'll swing it back to Stuckel, the swing pass. Stuckel makes the catch, makes a man miss, has a 1st down as they cross the 40 and get the football to the 45-yard line. And the Raiders chase that play down, but had to go a long ways to do so. Rory McManus makes the stop. Also, number 20, Tance Wagner, who have had to use their speed on the defensive end and have not had the opportunity of late to accomplish a lot offensively. The Raiders, trailing by 21, need to get a defensive stop and get the football. Gregory works with it as Trey Murray, still limping, but stays in the ball game, and he'll work as a receiver out to the left side of the formation as Gregory looks to snap from the right hash. I'll pay a little attention as we see that countdown from the back judge. It means that Gregory's working the clock a little bit. They hand it off Owen Hanson, who looks for running room. Hanson still in his feet, breaks a tackle, and then another, and is spun forward, and will have a 1st down for Gregory. And that was just good instinctive running for the 145-pound senior Owen Hanson, who bounces off a tackle or two and then spins out of another one and picks up positive yardage as he gets the football in Raider territory to the 44-yard line. A little over a minute gone in the 3rd quarter. Gregory with a 27-6 lead and the football as we start this 2nd half. And again, the Gorillas, the 10-second signal from the back judge. And now the 5-second countdown, and Gregory will take the snap. And again, they'll hand it off to Hanson, who tries to exploit that right side. And Gregory has found something that has worked here. And we didn't see it in the 1st half, but Gregory did, and they run that same formation, and the running back Owen Hanson able to pick up positive yards. Gregory starting to take control of the line of scrimmage as well, as they pick up about 6, 7, 8 yards on that play, and it will bring up 2nd down and 2. And with all of this, the Gorillas continue to work the clock. They find themselves deeper in Raider territory. Right now they have the football at Lyman's 35-yard line. This is the opening drive of the 2nd half, and Gregory will take a timeout. And that time, Ryland Peck, and this is the other job of the quarterback in this Gregory offense. It's his job to make sure everything looks right, and if it's not, burn a timeout, and they do so here. Their 1st timeout of the 2nd half. Timeouts are brought to you by the folks at Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. 27-6 Gregory with 9:34 remaining in quarter number 3. Let's take a 30-second break on KPLO.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
34 remains in the 3rd quarter. It is 27-6 Gregory as Gregory uses a timeout. Gregory out of the timeout will line up a pistol formation look. They'll hand the football off, and again, I believe that's Owen Hanson, the ball carrier. Pardon me, Cade Stuckel will get the carry for the Gorillas. He'll pick up a 1st down as he brings it to the Raider 30 as we get ready for the 6th play of this drive by the Gorillas that started back at their own 27-yard line. Gregory will take points to extend the lead, currently a 21-point margin, 27-6. But also, Gregory keeping track of the clock already early in this 3rd quarter. They hand it off, Hanson looking for running room, and Hansen will work the way forward and get inside the 30 and move the football to the 25-yard line. So they pick up 5 yards there, make it second down and 5, and continue to look at the scoreboard clock. And Lyman needs to make something happen defensively. So far, we have not seen a Gregory punt. We have not seen them in a long down and distance situation in quite some time. It was third and long, I believe, in the second drive where they converted there. Here it's second and 5 and a running play. This time the quarterback, Ryland Peck, keeps it himself. Gunnar Johnson makes the stop, but not before Peck picks up about 2 yards and brings up a third down and 3 yard to go situation. The Gorillas have had the football for 4 minutes to start this third quarter. And with this being third down at the Raider 23, unless they want to try a field goal, they'll take another minute or so off the clock. And they will go short. They will go wide side with an option sweep, and the Raiders play it well. Good defense there by Lyman, making the stop, Rory McManus. Tegan Gourneau was there as well. You could give some credit to Kellen Griffith as he got there defensively to make the stop. No gain on the play. It's fourth down and 3. And what will Gregory do here? We do not see their kicker, who did hit a 30-yard extra point in the first half, but they'll spread everybody out. And they are content to let the clock run here. And again, working without a huddle. They can make some hand signals. They can make some play calls. And the wideouts, the running backs, they can consult those wristbands. Peck will take the snap back to pass. He'll roll on fourth down. He's under pressure, and he gets rid of it. And that should be a defensive stop for Lyman. The pass is incomplete. It's intentional grounding, which Raiders would decline. And Lyman does get the defensive stop they need. They turn over Gregory on downs and will have the football at the 23-yard line, first and 10. Now Lyman needs to be able to put some points on the board here after they get the defensive stop. Now, we've seen Lyman throughout the season. I believe this is the fifth game that we have had. We have been part of this playoff run. We have seen both of their playoff games, so we know that they have big playability, but right now they have not been able to get those speed guys out into the open field. We'll see what they do here. If they go a sweep to the outside, this is Rory McManus. And McManus with a run up across the 25 near the 30. He will cross the 30 and get to the 32-yard line. So a play with a little more tempo there as they give the football off to Rory McManus, his first carry of the contest. And he moves the football across the 30 to the 31-yard line, a pickup of 8 yards on the play, and it will bring up second down and 2. The Raiders need to operate with a sense of urgency here as the clock works its way to the 6-minute mark of the third quarter. It is 27-6, Gregory, as the Raiders try to put together a comeback. Double slot right side out of the gun, a high snap for Gourneau, and the deep ball thrown. Long is back there. The ball is tipped, and it's incomplete. Long got behind the defender, but that time Tegan Gourneau got too much air underneath it. The pass will go incomplete, and it will bring up third down and short. And if you're a lineman, you need some big plays at some point. Well, why not go ahead and on a third and long situation? And I would not be surprised at this point of the ball game and this spot of the field, the Raiders 31-yard line, they don't go for it on fourth down if they don't convert here. This drive started back at their own 23-yard line. Raiders look to show quarterback sneak. Gregory is there defensively as they put everybody in the box and attack the line of scrimmage. Gourneau ran the quarterback keeper, and I think he's going to be stopped short. They're going to give him about a half a yard, and it's fourth down. And you don't see a change in personnel at all on the Raiders' side. It looks like they are going to go for it here. But they will huddle up, and the clock continues to run. We're inside of 5.5 minutes remaining in the third. But again, the Raiders need to make it happen. From the 31-yard line, they need about half a yard. Gourneau will keep it, and he stood up. He breaks the tackle, though, and with a second effort, he'll get the first down for the Raiders. He tried to jump for it. He got bumped and pushed back. He spun away and then dove forward, and maybe he doesn't have it. They're going to call for a measurement here. They'll bring the chains from the far side. Gregory is thinking they have made the stop. And this is going to be big. As they bring the chains in from the far side, of course, from our vantage point, it looked like he made it on a second effort, but maybe didn't get all of the forward progress that they thought he had. And again, they'll bring the chains from the far side, and we'll make this official one way or the other. And he is short. So Lyman turns it over on downs at their own 31-yard line. And Gregory, who was already in control of this ball game, leading 27-6, again has the opportunity to work clock. And more points on the board would be just icing on the cake for Gregory as they try to earn themselves a spot in the 9A championship game. We'll update that 9A playoff score when we can as Gregory comes to the line of scrimmage here from the Lyman 31-yard line. First down and 10. Stuckel in motion. They'll fake it to him. Ryland Peck will keep it himself, and he'll get to the 30. And that is all. As he is pushed back, it will be a short gain, and it will bring up second down and long. Inside of 5 minutes remain in this third quarter. Warner leading Harding County Bison 29-8. They are at halftime. In 9B, Harriet Selby area leading Iwene Wakanda 62-22. Hitchcock Tulare leading DeSmet, a 36-8 score in that ball game. Here, second down and 9 with the football at the Raider 30-yard line. Gregory will send a man in motion. That is Hansen, and they hand the football off to Trey Murray, and Murray stood up at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. The Raider defense trying to make a stand, making the stop there. Louis Theory, he makes the stop for the Raiders. Gregory facing a third and long. They give him about a half a yard. We'll call it third and 8. But Gregory more content to just watch the clock run here. And again, quarterback Ryland Peck waits for that 10-second signal for the back judge where he extends the arm. He'll take the snap. Back to pass, goes to the end zone, and it is caught. And that's a touchdown for Gregory. Eli Fogel with the reception from Ryland Peck. And that is a 30-yard pass play that puts Gregory out in front 33-6 as they wait to try the two-point conversion. Ryland Peck has thrown a 15-yard touchdown. He has thrown a 60-yard touchdown. That play was a 30-yard play, and Ryland Peck will hold for Eli Fogel, who will try to kick the extra point. The snap, a good one, and the kick is up, and it is offline and no good. 3:49 remains third quarter, 33-6 the lead to the Gregory Gorillas, and we'll see, we have a penalty marker, so it is going to be a run into the kicker penalty against Lyman. So Gregory is going to get to go half the distance and retry. And we'll see if Gregory takes the extra point off the equation, the kick for the extra point anyway. So it looks like they're going to try to go for two now. As they go half the distance to the goal line, so we're about the yard and a half mark. Gregory is going to have it. But that touchdown here in this third quarter, very, very big. And the Raiders really had no choice but to go for it on fourth down there. They were running out of possessions, even though we were in the third quarter. but it gave a short field for Gregory, and the Gorillas have made the Raiders pay. Peck will take the snap, rolls to his right. He's caught by the jersey and brought down, and the two-point conversion is no good. The Raiders with a defensive play from Kellen Griffin. And it's 33-6 with 3:49 remaining in the third quarter. We will take a timeout in 60 seconds. Gregory will kick off. We're back after this on KPLO.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued. I'm empowered. I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in South Dakota high school sports.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966. 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth and their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. And Pierre.
3 points, 31 yards on the scoring drive for Gregory. They make it 33-6 with 3:49 remaining in the third quarter. As Gregory's Eli Fogel will kick it high and deep, Cooper Long will field from his 10-yard line. Looking for blockers, he gets across the 15-20. Pardon me, it's Tegan Gourneau, and Gourneau with the return. Gets up to the 35-yard line, and Lyman, their sixth possession of the ball game, seventh possession, pardon me, they'll have it first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. 3:42 remains in the ball game. Raiders still have time, but a couple things. First of all, they have not been consistent offensively. Going to have a penalty against Lyman on the kickoff return as well. And that will move the football back and makes things even tougher for the Raiders. A half the distance to the goal line penalty on the return. And the ball is placed at the 15-yard line. Lyman will go to work from there. But Lyman has just not been able to get the big plays going that they have used throughout the season. And the other thing they have not been able to do is consistently make defensive stops. We have not seen Gregory punt as of yet, although Lyman did turn him over on downs early in this second half. But the Raiders couldn't do anything with it offensively. So they will spread the field as Gourneau, who stands at his own 5-yard line, will handle the shotgun snap. They'll go with the pass upfield. It's Tance Wagner with some misdirection, but Gregory closes on it quickly. They sent everybody to the right side of the formation. The defense went there, too. They try a screen as they threw back to Tance Wagner, and Wagner was able to bring the football out to the 20, which is enough for a first down. But Gregory, we saw that play earlier this season, and Lyman was able to go a long way that, if I remember right, they were able to get a touchdown on that play. But against this Gregory defense, it's just a 10-yard gain, and it will bring up a first and 10 for the Raiders. Raiders huddle quickly and get the football to the line of scrimmage. Gourneau out of a pistol formation with two receivers to the right, loses the snap and just has to get on top of it. He will lose yardage back to the 15-yard line. He was looking for some place to go before the ball got to him. And he was not able to field the snap cleanly. And Gregory makes the defensive play, and Lyman loses yardage back to the 15-yard line. And through all of this, the clock continues to run as we have 2.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. It is a 33-6 lead for Gregory as they have the lead over Lyman. Winner of this ball game will take on the winner of Warner versus Harding County Bison for the 9A championship Thursday night at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Back to pass, Gorneau has a ton of time. He'll fire it upfield, and it is caught. Reception made, Damian Abrahamson, and with the reception, Abrahamson will bring the football up past the yard marker, past the 35 to the 36-yard line. That will be a first down for Lyman, as they will move the sticks and set the ball for play, and they'll wind the clock with 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. From the sidelines, the play will come in as Gorneau will make the play call, and then the Raiders will switch up some personnel. Abrahamson out into the ball game for Lyman as Braden Oldenkamp, and the Raiders will come to the line of scrimmage. They have not been able to complete a pass downfield in quite some time. That Abrahamson play of about 10 yards with their longest pass play since, I believe, the opening quarter. Gorneau will fire it upfield. It is caught by Cooper Long, who makes a nice catch in traffic. He'll get the football off to the 40. Ryland Peck makes a stop for the Gorillas. It's a pickup of about 5 yards on that pass play, and it will bring up second down. We'll call it second down and 5 as we work to the final minute of this third quarter. It is 33-6, Gregory leading. And the Gorillas, not only have they done good things offensively, but they've really played well defensively in this ball game as well. We expected Gregory to put points on the board, but how they have slowed down Lyman's offense has surprised me most of all tonight. Gorneau under some pressure as he tries to get away, and then he's brought down as they fire the pass upfield. Gorneau is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. There is a penalty marker down, so we'll sort that out. Gorneau was brought down hard. He got rid of the football. Pass was incomplete. The officials may have to do some conversing here before all these play calls are, well, they're going to call a holding penalty on Lyman. They will redo second down, but 10 yards from the spot of the foul moves the football back to the 25. Thought maybe they would call something on the pass play because Gorneau was in a lot of trouble as he threw the football downfield to no one in particular. But the holding penalty will be enforced. That makes it second down and 20 with the football back at the 25-yard line. And with the clock stopped due to the Raider penalty, the Raiders will spend some extra time in a huddle. From the center of the field, Gorneau will line up the offense, takes the snap, and is back to pass. Under some pressure, he'll fire it upfield, and a pass thrown behind his intended receiver. That is Cooper Long. And Gorneau was under a lot of pressure as there was a blitz coming from the backside, and Gorneau again took a pretty good shot after he got rid of the football. Incomplete pass makes it third and 20. The Raiders will look to try to push it downfield again on a third and long situation. Gorneau in the pistol formation. The Gorillas working with just 3 down linemen, but have been able on this drive to put a lot of pressure on Gorneau. He's back to pass again, looking now, steps away, rolls away, and is under pressure, and down he goes. Ball is loose, and it is covered up by Gregory. So Gregory will recover the Tegan Gorneau fumble. It will be the first turnover of the ball game, and it gives Gregory the football again in Lyman territory. As we wait for him to place the football, and it will be inside the Raider 20. It will be at Lyman's 17-yard line. 15 seconds remain in the third quarter. It is 33-6. As Gregory is in control of this ball game, and they look to close out the third quarter of play. Hand off Owen Hansen. Hansen looking for running room, and Hansen will get the football into the inside the 15 and down to the 17-yard line. He is brought down there after a 4-yard gain, and that is the end of the third quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment, including a great selection of Bush Hog products and my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 33-6, Gregory, as we go to the fourth quarter after a one-minute break on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Well, we start the fourth quarter, Gregory, with a 33-6 lead after the fumble on the part of the Lyman Raiders. Gregory has the football in Lyman territory after a first down run of a drive that started at the Raiders 17. Gregory finds himself with the football at the Raider 13-yard line as we get this fourth quarter underway. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of the semifinal round of the South Dakota High School football playoffs. Hand off, Stuckel, looking for running room, stood up at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. It may give him forward progress, perhaps to the 11-yard line from a second effort. That'll turn out to be about a 1-yard gain. Third down and 4 is upcoming for the Gorillas. And again, they're in four down territory, deep in Lyman territory, just trying to manage the clock. They led 27-6 at halftime. They have scored the only touchdown of the second half and have a 27-point lead early here in this fourth quarter. The handoff, running play, not much running room there. The running back, Trey Murray, and the Raiders stuff him for no gain. And the Raiders, they say, have the football, but we do not see a signal. The Raiders are imploring that they have the football, but the officials who were right on top of it said the play blown dead. We'll wind the clock, and it's fourth and short. So the Raiders looking to get a defensive stop here. Gregory, again, content to watch the clock run. Whether they score or not, if they can get another 30 seconds off the clock, it's okay with them. And Lyman, who needed to put some points up in the third quarter, at this point, really running out of possessions here as we work to 10.5 minutes remaining. Ryland Peck under center. Will take the snap, pitch it back. Stuckel looks for running room, breaks a tackle, and he is in for a touchdown. Cade Stuckel from 9 yards out officially will score the touchdown with 10:33 remaining to make it 39-6. That was a play where everybody on the Raiders' side of the defense thought that they were going to run inside the tackles, and instead, Stuckel just bounced to the outside, showed some good speed, and was able to score the touchdown as he runs it in from 9 yards out. For Stuckel, that is his third touchdown of the ball game, his second rushing touchdown for Gregory. And Gregory will set things up to go for the two-point conversion. Ryland Peck out of the pistol will fake to Stuckel and fire it upfield, and the two-point conversion is caught and good as the reception made upfield. I believe that is Cade Braun that catches their two-point conversion. It is good for Gregory. And with 10:33 remaining fourth quarter, it's 41-6 Gregory. And we will return for the Gorilla Kickoff in 1 minute on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Eli Fogle once again in kick formation for Gregory. Tegan Gourneau and Cooper Long back to field the kickoff. It will be Gourneau who will field from his 15-yard line as he brings it up and is brought down at the 22-yard line. The Raiders, with their eighth possession of this ballgame, they scored on their second. They went three and out on their first. Scored their lone touchdown of the ball game with 3:36 remaining in the opening quarter. A Tance Wagner 37-yard pass from Tegan Gourneau made it 6-6. But since then, 35 unanswered from Gregory has put the Gorillas in the driver's seat, and they will play for the 9A championship. But against who? Warner looked like they were in business. We'll check that score in a moment. Here is Gourneau fielded a wild snap from center. Gourneau rolling to his left, and he's chased down from behind and sacked. Gunner Stevens makes the defensive play for Gregory and Lyman. And Tegan Gourneau brought down at the 14-yard line. They will lose 8 on that play. And it will bring up a second down and long situation. We'll call it second and 19. As Lyman just running out of answers here in this ball game. They have had a great season, but looks like that season is going to come to an end one game short from the Dakota Dome. Gourneau back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Steps to his left. Fires it upfield. Reception made. And a Kellen Griffin reception brings the football across the 20 to the 22-yard line, and the clock will continue to roll. They pick up about 8 yards on that play. It will bring up a third down situation. It will bring up third and 10 for Lyman. As Tegan Gourneau, the 185-pound senior, starting quarterback here as a freshman, has about 8 minutes remaining in his high school football career. There are several Raiders that will see their high school careers come to an end. We'll talk about that as well. And we'll talk about a great performance for Gregory as well. Long pass upfield. It's tipped and incomplete. The intended receiver was Cooper Long, and the 170-pound senior made a nice attempt at it, but Cade Stuckel was back defensively, and he knocked it down, and it's 4th and 10, and we'll see what Lyman will do. It's a 35-point game, so the clock running here as Lyman will wind up in punt formation as Gourneau will kick it away, and back deep will be Owen Hansen for Gregory. Gourneau takes the snap and fields, and he will punt a line drive kick upfield. Hansen will field it from his own 34-yard line. Makes the first man miss, and upfield, he is brought down by Rory McManus. McManus with a nice open field tackle on a return. I think Owen Hansen thought he had something going. McManus makes the tackle. It, again, is good field position for Gregory as they have it at their own 37-yard line. But I'm sure if the opportunity was there to score points, they would do that. But I think they're more consigned or more concerned with game management at this point, and it's going to be a lineman timeout. Lyman will take their second timeout of the half with 6:46 remaining fourth quarter, 41-6 Gregory, and we are back in 1 minute. Coverage of regional high school football continues on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Fun for station identification. This is coverage of the South Dakota High School football playoffs on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Gear Fort Pier. Be safe, drive smart.
Well, while we were in our timeout, Gregory and Lyman both make wholesale substitutions as the second units from both of these teams come in, so we will see a new quarterback on the Gregory side. The starters' nights are done for Gregory. They'll have one more game, and they will go to the Dakota Dome next for Thursday night. Gorillas hand the football off at a running play here, and the ball carrier is Luke Stuckel. Stuckel with the carry. Stuckel will bring it into Raider territory. And he'll get the football to the Raider 40-yard line. Luke Stuckel, a 140-pound sophomore, with the running play there for the Gorillas. First down for Gregory as they work into Gregory or into Lyman territory. The Raiders with their second unit defense out there as well. As the clock again continuing to roll. And we work inside of 6 minutes remaining in the ballgame. 41-6, Gregory has the lead. Gregory will be in the 9A championship game. Warner is leading Harding County Bison 50-20 as they work in the third quarter. Here a running play that is blown up by the Raiders defense as Lyman makes the defensive play. Wiley Elwood, a sophomore for the Raiders, makes the stop. No gain on the play. I believe that was Stuckel again with the run, and it will bring up second down. Stay with us during the post game. We'll talk about the big play of the game, and we will talk about our player of the game as we make that announcement during our post game. And again, we'll try to recap scores as we can. It looks like Warner is in business to take on Gregory. Looked like Lower Brule was on their way to the Class B championship and the All Nations football championships. Todd County already victorious, so Central South Dakota has done well in the All Nations League. Luke Stuckel with a carry once again. He gets inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. He is stopped there, and it will bring up a third down, an 8-yard to go situation for the Gorillas. As again, Gregory works their way to the line of scrimmage and gets everyone lined up. The quarterback for Gregory will work his way under center and will take the snap and hand the football off. And a running play again at Stuckel. Looks like it's Lincoln Juracek, the freshman at quarterback for Gregory. And gain there, or a run for Stuckel for no gain. And it will bring out fourth down, and it looks like the Gorillas going to try to go for it here as the clock continues to run and we work inside of 4 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Juracek smartly waits for the 10-second signal from the back judge, waits for the 5-second countdown, and hands the football off in a running play to the outside. It's Stuckel. He's still on his feet. Stuckel down the sideline inside the 10, and he's brought down. Playing for pride and a hustle play on the part of the Raiders. Conway Collins runs down Stuckel, shy of the goal line, but on fourth and long, Gregory converts, and they will have it first and goal at the 6-yard line. Gregory in control of this ball game, 41-6, and with the second units out there playing to try to put points on the board in a semifinal playoff game, you cannot have too much playoff experience in the 9-man game, and with the game kind of out of hand, why not let the second units go to work? They hand the football off at Stuckel again. He loses the football, and Lyman covers it up. And that, I believe, is Jake Miller that recovered the football in the end zone for Lyman, and they will turn over Gregory for the first time tonight. And Lyman's offense, their second unit, will have an opportunity with 2:40 remaining in the ballgame. Other scores we will keep track of. In 11AA, Pier leading Yankton 34-24. T area with a 32-7 lead over Aberdeen Central. Harriet Selby has defeated Irene Wakanda 62-30 is the final score there. Hitchcock Tulare leading DeSmet 42-0. 2 minutes remain in that ballgame. Lower Brule up on Tia Spazina, 40-0. They are in the fourth quarter. Lower Brule will win the All-Nations Class B title. Again, Todd County won the All-Nations A title, knocking off Red Cloud, 72-26. Wall defeats Hamlet, 26-13. In 9AA, Parkston winds up defeating Elkton Lake Benton, 36-8. Here, Lyman, with that second unit offense and a running play, Easton Robbins, the ball carrier, and Robbins stuffed for no gain. And we work the clock inside of 2 minutes remaining in this ball game. In 11B, Elk Point Jefferson will take on Winner. Elk Point Jefferson defeats Hot Springs 47-14. Winner defeats McCook Central Montrose 46-6. In 11A, West Central leads Beersford. Del Rapids leads Sioux Falls Christian. Both of those games are in the fourth quarter. An I formation look for the Raiders. Braden Oldenkamp is the quarterback. And a running play that does not go far as Gregory makes the defensive play. Jarrett Talsma in on the stop for the Gorillas. 41-6, Gregory. They will improve to 10-1 on the year. Lyman with the loss will end their season. They finish up 9-2, but it has been a good run for the Raiders. It has been a good run over the years for a lot of these offensive players that find themselves on the sideline at this point. And for Gregory, you got to give credit where credit is due and what they have done in this ball game tonight. Taking a lot of things away defensively from Lyman and then able to put the points on the board. Here is Oldenkamp with a running play, and Oldenkamp tripped up from behind. It looked like he was going to be able to move the football downfield, but tripped up. And a defensive play made by Gregory. That was Luke Stuckel. And boy, he's done some good things in this fourth quarter off the bench for Lyman or for Gregory. And Lyman, we'll see if they will try one more play here as they wait for the play call from the sidelines. They do not have to get a play off, and there is your ball game. 41-6 is our final. The Gregory Gorillas in this semifinal playoff game in Class 9A put together a good performance and knock off the Lyman Raiders. For the Raiders, their season comes to an end. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. at my lot on Sail Barn Road in Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online anytime at my website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. We'll take a three-minute break. Post-game is next. This is coverage of the South Dakota High School football playoffs from KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
To 6 is our final. The Gregory Gorillas with victory number 10 on the season. They end the playoff run for the Lyman Raiders. Gregory will be in the 9A championship game next Thursday. They will take on Warner. They are in the fourth quarter. Well, we shouldn't say it's over yet, but it is a 30-point ball game, 50-20 in Warner. The Monarchs are starting the fourth quarter. Hardin County Bison has the football, but Warner looking good as they go down the home stretch. Harriet Selby versus Hitchcock Dallaire in the fourth quarter, or both of those games are final. It will be Harriet Selby and Hitchcock Dallaire in the 9B championship game. Harriet Selby defeats Irene Maconda 62-20. Hitchcock Dallaire shuts out the Smet 48-0, the final in that ball game. Wall 26-13. They knock off Hamlin. Parkston is in control and now final. Parkston knocks off Elkton Lake Benton 36-8, the final in that ball game. Here 41-6, as it looked like and had the makings of a shootout to begin with, as Lyman won the toss, wound up going three and out, gave the football to Gregory. The Gorillas put together a time-consuming drive, six plays, 54 yards, but put points on the board in their first possession. Gregory was turned over on downs twice, but did not punt in this contest. A four-yard Cade Stuckel run with 6 minutes remaining in the opening quarter opened up the scoring in this ball game. Two-point conversion, or an extra point try. The kick was no good. Gregory led 6-0, but Lyman was able to come back and answer that touchdown. On the next possession for the Raiders, they put together a four-play, 70-yard scoring drive. Tance Wagner with a 37-yard touchdown reception from Tegan Gourneau. The two-point conversion for Lyman was no good. That made it 6-6. And that's where we were early in the second quarter. Gregory was driving. They cap off an 8-play, 50-yard scoring drive at the 11:26 mark of the second quarter on a 5-yard Owen Hansen run. Eli Fogle kicked in the extra point. Gregory had the lead for good at that point by a 13-6 score. Gregory scores again with 4:05 remaining in the second quarter. A 6-play, 68-yard scoring drive capped off by Owen Hansen's 15-yard touchdown reception from Rylan Peck. That made it 21-6. The Raiders not able to answer there, and we felt it was a big possession for them at that point in the second quarter. They wound up turning it over on downs as they had to punt the football away, which gave Gregory the opportunity, knowing they were going to get the football back to start the third quarter. Why not go deep? And they did just that. They scored on a 60-yard Cade Stuckel pass reception from Rylan Peck. The extra point was no good, but Gregory did the damage they needed to late in that second quarter and had the lead by a 27-6 score, and that is where we were at the halftime break. As we roll back to the highlight package, Gregory, time-consuming drive again as they work the clock throughout that second half. After the Raiders turned over Gregory on downs, Lyman, knowing that they were running short of possessions even in the third quarter, knowing they needed to put points on the board, they had to go for it deep in their own territory. Wound up turning it over on downs. Gregory had it at the Lyman 31-yard line, and they scored again. At the 3:49 mark of the third quarter, it was Eli Fogle from Rylan Peck from 30 yards out to add to the lead for the Gregory Gorillas. Extends the arm. He'll take the snap. Back to pass. Goes to the end zone, and it is caught. And that's a touchdown for Gregory. Eli Fogle with the reception from Rylan Peck. Two-point conversion was no good. Gregory led 33-6 as we closed out the fourth quarter, and Gregory with one more touchdown to cap off this victory. A 17-yard scoring drive after Lyman turned it over by a fumble. Both teams had a turnover in this ball game, and Gregory, 4 plays, 17-yard drives. Cade Stuckel caps off the scoring for Stuckel. That was his third touchdown of the night as he runs it in from 9 yards out. As we work to 10.5 minutes remaining, Rylan Peck under center. We'll take the snap, pitch it back. Stuckel looks for running room, breaks a tackle, and he is in for a touchdown. Cade Stuckel from 9 yards out officially will score the touchdown with 10:33 remaining to make it 39-6. Two-point conversion with a Cade Braun reception from Rylan Peck, which made it a 41-point ball game, and a running clock after that. And it was a 41-6 final in this ball game. Again, Gregory 10-1 on the season. They will take on Warner for the 9A championship Thursday evening. And we wish the best of luck to the Gorillas. They came in with a very good game plan in this ball game. Not only were they able to efficiently score points and then in the second half control the clock, but their defense did tons and tons of good things and took away a lot of what Lyman had done offensively all season long. And for the Raiders, their season comes to an end, 9-2 on the year. And they can have a lot to be proud of, but they will come up short in their run to the Dakota Dome. 41-6 is our final. It's time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, there was a lot of big plays in this ball game, but as we looked at this contest as we were in the second quarter, Gregory was up 21-6. That was at the 4-minute mark of the first half. We knew that Gregory was going to have the football to start the second half as Lyman won the toss and took the ball. At that time, we talked and thought that it was going to be a big possession for Lyman to try to get points on the board before the half came to a close. They wound up punting the football away. Then our thought was that Lyman needed to have a defensive stop because the last thing they wanted to do was give up points to give to end the half and then start out giving Gregory the football in the third quarter. Well, Gregory comes out and knows just that. Lyman plays the run. Gregory goes play action and deep, and they score at the two-minute mark of the second quarter, a 60-yard Cade Stuckel pass play from Ryland Peck. Peck back to pass, throws the deep ball at Stuckel. He's caught it. Stuckel at the 10-5. He's gone. Touchdown, Lyman, or Gregory. There are no penalty markers down. The Gorillas dial long distance. And Cade Stuckel's second touchdown of the ball game. Made it 27-6 at that point. And that really, if there was any opportunity for Lyman to get some momentum, it was gone at that point. And Gregory controls the second half and comes away with the victory. That is the big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, it is the player of the game, and our player of the game announcement brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at our player of the game nominees, and we have a lot of honorable mentions on the Lyman side. Cooper Long closes out his high school career. Tegan Gourneau, four-year starter at quarterback. His high school career comes to a close. Tance Wagner, Gunnar Johnson, Damian Abrahamson, Dalton Moore. Just some of the seniors, Riker Scholl, another one that will be lost to graduation on this Lyman Raider roster, but they do have a good crew back. Rory McManus, Kellen Griffin, and also Louis Theory back for the Raiders. Just some of the underclassmen that for them next season will start tomorrow. We wish the best to the Raiders down the line as they come up short here in the playoff run, but when you look at the player of the game, you got in a game like this, you've got to go to the team that wins, and that is the Gregory Gorillas, and it is Cade Stuckel, our player of the game. Stuckel with a four-yard touchdown run, that 60-yard pass play that really broke things open in the second quarter, and he caps off the scoring in the fourth quarter in a 9-yard touchdown run. So he scored the first touchdown, he scored the fourth touchdown of the ball game, and the sixth for Gregory as they win this ball game by a score of 41-6. He made some big defensive plays as well. And again, we've got to give credit to the Gregory defense for how they slowed down this Lyman offense early and often in this ball game. And Cade Stuckel is our CHS River Plains player of the game. Well, again, let's update just a few scores as we can. The 11 AA playoffs, they are late in the third quarter. It's 45-31, Peer leading Yankton. That on River 92.7 and available at drgnews.com. That is a shootout in the making at Phil Troutner Stadium in Hollister Field. West Central still leading Beersford there in the fourth quarter, 24-20. Del Rapids leading Sioux Falls Christian, 44-26. 11B's championship game next week will feature Elk Point Jefferson against Winter. Elk Point Jefferson knocks off Hot Springs 47-14. Winter 46-6 over McCook Central Montrose. The Warriors are a football machine. 9AA playoffs will be Wall versus Parkston. The Eagles 26-13. They knock off Hamlin. Parkston comes out of nowhere in this playoff field and defeats Elk and Lake Benton in the semifinals 36-8. Parkston and Wall for the 9AA title. It will be Harry and Stelby and Hitchcock Dulaire for the 9B championship, 62-30. Harry and Selby knocks off Irene Wakanda. Hitchcock Dulaire defeats DeSmet by a final of 48-0. The All Nations League, congratulations to Central South Dakota teams who were victorious this afternoon and evening at the Dakota Dome. Todd County wins the All-Nations Class A title, defeating Red Cloud 72-26. Lower Brule wins the 9B All-Nations Championship. They knock off Tio Spezina by a final of 46-0. An 11-AA, Sioux Falls Jefferson outlasts Sioux Falls Lincoln 45-20. Harrisburg knocks off Sioux Falls O'Gorman 42-21. And that updates scores as we can. We should remind you this playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO, our advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Our coverage of regional high school sports in the 9A South Dakota High School football playoffs on KPLO, brought to you by Swenson Cowan Dental Office, Fisher Rounds and Associates, the Dakota Prairie Bank, Halverson Oil, Rumen Ag, BJ's Food Center, Kennebec Telephone, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Bowie Food, Fiery Brothers, Access Health of Presho and Kennebec, and Car Swap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. They remind you to keep your eyes on the road and not on the phone. Also, our coverage is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo, Byright Seeds, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, by Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Pottsville State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports throughout the season on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company of Pierre. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG New or DRG Media Group's world headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. High school volleyball Tuesday night. We will have Kadoka versus Burke at 5:30 and Jones County versus Freeman at 7 o'clock from the Sodak 16. Both matches in Chamberlain. We'll have that at the Chamberlain Armory on Tuesday night. Vikings football this Sunday as the Vikings travel to Washington to take on the Commanders. A noon kickoff there, as we have it on KPLO. And for John Neff of DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle from Presho. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.